Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you on a Tuesday morning, pregame daily with you here on the Braves Radio Network. Kevin and Chris getting you set for the Braves and the Marlins game two of their three-game series coming up tonight at Truist Park. And Chris, before we talk about tonight's contest, what an outing it was for Bryce Elder. Works through the raindrops early on, settles in nicely, and that really felt like 2023 All-Star, vintage Bryce Elder last night, didn't it?
Yeah, because the zero in the walks column absolutely helped. The two double plays absolutely helped. Eight hits is, you know, it's a pretty stout number. And to hold somebody scoreless on eight hits, well, in large part, it's because you got the two double plays and you didn't walk anybody to make any of that damage worse. Kept the ball in the ballpark, obviously, too. So, yeah, that was good. You had talked about how many outs he would get. I was ready to play the under, no doubt about it, because I just didn't think that moment – I thought the pitch count might get a little bit higher, and it kind of did, but the lack of walks actually kept it manageable enough to get him to where it did last night.
We talk about it, too, with that sinker. He knows that even with traffic, he can get out of it in a hurry. Yep. Braves made a couple of really slick double plays behind him. So, again, if you're a guy like Elder, you've seen that before. Why wouldn't you just want to be a guy that's on the attack and say, you know what, let him put it in play. Let my guys make plays for me.
No doubt. That's the sign of not trying to do too much. You know, I told you also, when a guy's a little bit hacked off how last year went, he's a little bit hacked off, he was sent down, and you did hear it. And again, I don't mind an edge as long as an edge doesn't become something that's uncontrollable. If you know that if you throw one pitch and get two outs, instead of trying to be a big shot and try to make four strikeouts, turn it to eight, that's a sign of maturity. He pitched that baseball game last night. That's what it was for me. He didn't pitch the four starts that he missed. He didn't pitch the end of last year. He pitched that game last night. And that was consciously or whatever the heck, if somebody said something to him, if he figured it out himself, I think the best sign was that he was in control of that game in a way that you kind of hope he was going to be. I didn't want him to get in trouble because he was trying to prove something to anybody. And I don't think he pitched that way last night, which is a really good sign.
I'm with you. I heard his comments after the game last night, and I said, I like that he's honest about it. Yeah, he was pissed off he didn't get a chance to make the ball club. But, you know, as we've talked about, there's two ways you can handle that. You can bitch and moan and go back to AAA and pout in the clubhouse, or you can look at it as a chance. You know what? I'm going to work my tail off, get better. And that's, I think, exactly how he handled it. And really, you know, we don't really know him as well as we know some of the other guys, but knowing him and hearing him speak the last couple of years, I don't think that surprised anybody. That's how he that approached that situation this offseason.
So I think back to a conversation that he and I had when he explained to me the difference between country and cowboys. And I'm not a cowboy. I'm country, but I'm not a cowboy. And I think there's a difference. Like, I think that there's an awareness there that, you know, he was 23 years old when this was happening last year. He's 24 years old now. And I like what he said, 12 to 15 years. If I do this the right way, I'm not really going to remember this. Yeah. You guys aren't really going to remember this. It's just going to be that I had a 10 plus year career. And that's the great long-term view that sometimes you don't get if a guy is pissed off or he carries pissed off with him. So I thought it was a really mature outing last night. As much as anything else, I thought it was a really mature moment for a guy who pitched that game. He didn't pitch any other game. He was there to pitch last night and try to prove he's supposed to be here again in 5 days.
Well, he'll certainly get that opportunity with how he pitched last night. It was fun to watch. Let me ask you a question. How many big league teams you think could start out a ball game with two singles and a double and fail to capitalize and score a single run? How hard is that? What we saw the Miami Marlins do to start the game last night.
I would imagine things aren't going well for you in a lot of departments if that happened to you last night to start a game. Oh, wait, what are they, 6-18 now? So I would imagine that they fit that bill.
Oof. I mean, that was rough. But I think after that, you saw a guy in Elder just go, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to go out here and focus and work on the game plan. And that's exactly what happened. So he pitched well. It was fun to watch. Also, speaking of fun to watch, one of the hottest hitters on the planet right now, Travis d'Arnaud. I don't know where this power surge is coming from. Braves will certainly take whatever they can get with some of their key pieces out, with Ozzy out, with Sean Murphy out. But, man, 5 homers in 8 at-bats. Can you remember seeing anything like this in recent memory?
No. Oh, no. Look, and again, it's not a likely candidate, as they say. You know, when you start to read stuff, Travis d'Arnaud is in with Johnny Bench and Gary Carter. You go, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. And now you go, I wonder how many guys have actually hit 5 homers in 3 games or 5 homers in 8 at-bats. And you go, okay, let me go look at Hank and Dale and Chip. Nope. So that's when you know that you're in sort of different territory, which is what, you know, it's why baseball has guys who don't necessarily have Hall of Fame or even Hall of Very Good careers who do things that are memorable, who do things that are noted. It's why, you know, even we joked during the pop quiz, there were certain names that you go, well, that doesn't seem to fit the rest of that list, but it does, because it's been happening for over 100 years.
It's crazy. This game is, it's unbelievable how you can see guys go on runs. And as I joked on the morning show, I hope that they can just put that bat in bubble wrap and make sure they protect that thing at all costs. That thing is scorching hot. And who knows? Yeah. Hopefully he's got a couple of more knocks in it here over the next couple of days. We'll see what he can do. But Travis d'Arnaud, what a great story. What a great guy. You and I have gotten to know him over the years. I mean, he's an easily rootable guy, and he's one that's found a second, maybe a third home here with this Braves organization.
Well, I had said his resurgence is just you know, he'll never say, I didn't think this was going to happen, maybe to this extent. Did he think he was going to be able to win a World Series ring? Did he think he was going to be able to get a few more years out of it, a couple of contracts out of it? He might have said, and I would have said, oh, is he a backup in Kansas City? Is he a backup in Seattle? And all of a sudden, you know, he's not the backup catcher. I keep saying this. He's a catcher.
Yeah.
He's not the backup catcher. People don't look at him like the backup quarterback who doesn't play, therefore everybody likes him. People like him because the guy plays. And the guy's, you know, he's a gamer. And I think because of the conversations with Rick Kranitz and how pitchers have talked about him here in the last few years, I think in a good baseball town, a town that understands, you know, how valuable guys are, you can't talk about him that way and not have the average fan not realize what he means to this team. So, I mean, all good in that department too.
Yeah, for sure. Doesn't it just feel like, when, and look, he keeps playing like this, he's going to have at least 3 or 4 more years. Someone's going to give him a chance to play if he can stay healthy. Doesn't it feel like managerial role is in his future when he does decide that his playing days are over?
Yeah, I look at the age of his kids, though. And when I hear a guy talking about how on his off day, you know, when they're asking him, how'd you hit 3 home runs? I don't know. I just had breakfast with the kids. I hung out for a little bit, blah, blah, blah. I think they thought on Apple the other night, like I said, they were going to get this really magical, mystical guy going crazy, telling you, you know, he was on a hangover heater. Wasn't going to happen. So I don't know if he's really a candidate in that regard. Do I think he has something to give to the game? Absolutely. Do I look at the age of his kids and do I realize that maybe he's afforded himself the luxury of not having to work? I'm not so sure it's going to happen. But again, you want, listen, you want that guy to come around in spring training? You want him to go rove if he wants to rove for a little bit? No doubt about it. The one thing I hope he teaches as much as anything, it's not necessarily the skills of the job. It might be, you know, how do you carry yourself as a pro? Mm-hmm. If you don't think Sal Fasano wouldn't mind that guy being around for a while, just to, if nothing else, how do you run a meeting as a catcher? How do you shut up as a young guy and get better as a guy who moves along? Yeah, I'd have that guy in my organization every day of the week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And like I said, I'm certainly not rushing him out of there because, man, the Braves have certainly needed and appreciated his efforts and what he's done. And who knows? Might want to tune in tonight when he gets his first at-bat, see if he can do it once again here tonight. Lefty on the mound once again for Miami. So, Chris, we figure we'll see more of Adam Duvall here tonight. I know it's been a rough start for Adam. See if they can get him going a little bit. And the good news is that I watched it yesterday. I watched Ozzy take BP, watched him field grounders. I think barring any setbacks, there's a chance he's back in the lineup as early as Friday night, which is really remarkable considering some of the things you thought maybe you heard, and potential of how long he could be out, a minimal stay on the injured list. That would be an incredible dodging of the bullet for this Braves ball club, given what they've had to experience, some of the bad news they've gotten so far this year.
Yeah, look, something else bad is going to happen. It's only April. Something else bad is going to happen. Something else twice is going to happen. If you can actually limit the bad stuff, because you can't avoid bad stuff. If you can limit the bad stuff, and if you get this guy back after 10 days, that's limiting the bad stuff. So that's actually part of it as well. It's, you can't ask for a, well, nothing, you know, we coasted through this year. No bad news at all. No, there's going to be. It's just how long does the bad news last? You know, that's the best part about this one. You could be getting him back at the minimum as opposed to what else can normally happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll hope that that is the case and that they can get Ozzie back in the lineup as early as Friday night against Cleveland. In the meantime, we will see Max Fried on the mound tonight. Had a really good one in Miami against these Marlins a week and a half ago. So I think the key for Max is just stringing together three or four good starts so we don't have to keep having that conversation of what's going on with Max. Is it the contract? I think if he can put together three or four or five solid starts in a row, that contract narrative will probably go by the wayside, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I don't think he wants to be asked about it. I don't think if he has a good start, he wants to be asked about it. If it's a not so good start, he doesn't want to be asked about it. If it's a bad start, I don't think he wants to be asked about it. I think he, you know, his job now is to go pitch. He knows what he's pitching for. He's not dumb. He knows the contract year. He knows what kind of money's on the line. But I don't think he wants to talk about it. How do you avoid talking about it? Make the storyline be about how you pitched.
Yeah.
Own up to it on the bad days. You know, enjoy the good days. And I think that's really what he's hoping for from here on out.
No doubt about it. We'll see if he can put together another good one here tonight. Game two, Braves and Marlins, 7:20 Eastern. You and I will get together for the Ford Leadoff Show at 6:05 Eastern. On the other side, again, mentioned the Braves are taking on another lefty that historically has been good for them. Maybe not so much to start this year, as it'll be Trevor Rogers, the 26-year-old southpaw, 0-2 at 3.92. And I looked at his numbers last night. He's something like 0-6 with an 8 career ERA against the Braves. So why not make it 0-7 and just, you know, put your foot on the throat of these guys, right?
Sure. I mean, you know what I know from a math point of view, if you win tonight, what did you do? You won the series. And, you know, winning 2 out of 3 is 666 baseball. That's simple math. I joked about how guys sometimes make it easy for you. If you're 5 for 5 in saves, and we talked about the kid Mason Miller, 20 strikeouts in 10 innings, that's not baseball math. That's simple math. That's me math. You know, winning 2 out of 3 every series, you're a 666 baseball team. You're going to be playing in October. You're going to be having a couple of days off, and you're going to be hosting. So, yeah, mission accomplished if you get it done tonight, and you just go for the gravy part of it.
Braves have had the Marlins number for sure. We'll see if that continues here tonight. Again, 7:20 Eastern at Truist Park. Chris, do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They've been part of our show not only this year, but going back to last year as well. They've got me behind the wheel of the brand new 1794 edition Toyota Tundra. Wife and I love it. Kids feel safe and secure. Max, I think he said it felt like he's driving a monster truck when he was in it the other day with me.
All right.
Coming down to the ballpark. So love the Toyota, love the Tundra, love the folks at Beaver Toyota, and appreciate them being part of our show. Same with the gentleman over at Lincoln Capital Advisors, Chris. I recently refinanced a home equity line. You were talking about how easy they're going to make that process. And I could not speak to that any more than the job that Blake and Jim and those guys over there, they made that process super smooth, super easy, and we appreciate them. And obviously, it's a company that we've sent a lot of our listeners to, and we've heard folks very happy with the experience they've gotten with Lincoln.
Well, I had a neighbor now. Again, I started to tell the beginning of the story. I just found out a little bit more of the story this weekend. She had a house, a rental property, and what she's doing now is selling both to buy her next probably forever house. Yeah. And one of the things that they were able to do is they were able to explain to her, hey, here are the numbers that have to work out. If you want to do this, here's the sale prices. Here's what you should be looking at. Here's your flexibility. Here's what the interest rates will do for you. Here's the best mortgage to get into now that you think. And by the way, when it doesn't matter, but there are rules about when you're over 60 years old and you sell for the first time. Well, these guys went through all that. What are your tax exemptions? What's your tax, you know, situation when you are a first time seller? And you now want to claim that exemption past the age, I think, of 60. So that was all laid out. And that's a lot of numbers. You don't want to be trying to figure this one out on your own. Lincoln Capital Advisors can actually help you through any and all of those processes. 678-527-1150. 678-527-1150. Get your questions asked and answered for your situation, not everybody else's.
They will take good care of you. We promise. They've done it for us. They'll do it for you, too. Speaking of good care, we'll take care of our listeners tonight. Ford Leadoff Show, 6:05 Eastern. And then we will turn it over to the booth. Braves and Marlins, game 2 coming up tonight on a Tuesday night from Truist Park at 7:20 Eastern on The Fan.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.